proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about Jesus Christ and the Jewish religious holidays, we come to that celebration known as Hanukkah, or the Feast of Dedication. Now, the Jewish religious holidays that Jesus Christ and his Jewish countrymen observed included not only the series of annual festivals, but also a weekly Sabbath day celebration. In Leviticus chapter 23, God describes such days as, quote, holy convocations, unquote. Jesus Christ lived and interacted with people who were familiar with the Jewish religious holidays. After all, according to Galatians chapter 4, he was made under the law. So the question arises, to what extent did any of these festivals impact the Savior's ministry? We turn our attention today to Hanukkah, or the Feast of Dedication. Hanukkah did not comprise one of the mandated biblical feasts. Rather, that holiday commemorated the occasion when a Jewish army, led by Judah Maccabee, recaptured the city of Jerusalem and reclaimed the temple from the forces of King Antiochus Epiphanes from Syria. Antiochus Epiphanes desired to impose Greek cultural norms on the Jews, a process known as Hellenization, after the word for Greek. To that end, Antiochus Epiphanes erected a statue of Zeus, the chief Greek deity, inside the temple, and commanded that the assembled Jews worship it. Furthermore, he sacrificed the pig, which was a ritually unclean animal. Antiochus Epiphanes sacrificed the pig on the temple altar, defiling the temple. Jewish resistance to Antiochus Epiphanes crystallized around a priest named Mattathias and his five sons. They were collectively known as the Maccabees, after the Hebrew word for hammer. Mattathias and his sons and their followers defeated the Syrian armies, driving them out of Israel. When the Jews recaptured the temple, they needed to cleanse it from the ritual defilement that Antiochus Epiphanes had put. According to Jewish tradition, only one day of consecrated oil remained for the Jewish priests to use in illuminating the temple. They needed 8 days, they claimed, to complete the work. Nevertheless, according to Jewish tradition, God enabled that single day's supply of consecrated oil to last for the entire period which the priests needed to complete their work. Perhaps it's that reason that explains why Hanukkah also bears the name Festival of Lights. Now, how did Hanukkah relate to the ministry of Jesus Christ? In the 8th and 9th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ referred to himself as, quote, the light of the world, unquote. This echoed an affirmation by the Apostle John in the 1st chapter of his Gospel as, quote, the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, unquote. In John chapter 12, Jesus Christ continued with the light metaphor. He spoke, quote, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness, unquote. When Jesus Christ visited the temple during the Feast of Dedication, a group of Jews confronted him there. According to John chapter 10, they demanded that he plainly present his claims to be the Messiah. Here was his reply, quote, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, unquote. These echoed words that Jesus Christ had said earlier when he told a group of Jews, if you don't believe me, believe the works that I do. The Jewish people were called upon to rededicate their lives to God through Jesus Christ. Instead, they rejected Jesus Christ as the light of the world. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.